I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you define the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Psalm 145 is one of my favorite psalms. I used to have the whole thing memorized, but my brain doesn't hold on to things as much as I would like. But I know enough of it that I can come back to it time and time again to meditate on the great truths found here, especially verse 9, which says, "The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." David starts this psalm with words of praise and exaltation. Verse 3, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom." Verses 4 to 8 speak of God's majesty and greatness in his creation. "One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty." He also speaks of God's great power and abundant goodness. In verses 9 to 14, David exalts the loving hand of God upon all people. Our Lord is gracious and kind. He shows mercy and is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. In his goodness and love, the Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. In verses 15 and 16, David speaks of the providing hand of God. He says, "The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing." David assures us that God is righteous and kind, and he is near to all who will call to him in truth. The final verses declare that God is just in all he does. He will hear and save and keep those who call on him and love him, but he will also destroy those who refuse to turn from their wickedness. We are called to praise the holy name of our Lord forever and ever. May we be mindful and thankful that these truths are ours, our firm foundation, no matter what we might be facing today. Father, as we meditate upon these truths, fill us once again with praise and wonder at your unsearchable greatness and your abundant goodness. Remind us that you are able and willing to sustain us and keep us no matter what we might be facing. We bless your name, O Lord, our God and our King. So thankful that we can come before you and find a God who loves us, provides for us, hears us, and has an eternal kingdom prepared for us. Be glorified in us, your children. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.